Hey, this is MuckDog from themoneygoround.com. It is Monday, July 9th, 2012. Hey, thanks for listening. I do appreciate it. And tonight I'm out walking the puppy. It's a nice summer evening here in Sacramento. Anyways, I wanted to just get an audio boo in, try to get back on in the habit. But the stock market had a down day today, and of course the reason du jour was, well, a couple things out there. First of all, did you see the yields on those Spanish bonds went up to like 7%, right? That was kind of considered no man's land, so there's that in the air. There's also concerns about just profits and growth in a sluggish U.S. economy. As you know, Friday, I had an audio boot ready to go Friday, I just never uploaded it. But basically Friday, the jobs numbers came out at 80,000, which was less than expected. And really kind of shows that the U.S. is just continuing to kind of plod along, not really growing fast enough to absorb new workers into the workforce. And or chip away at that unemployment rate. The unemployment rate stayed at 8.2%. And, you know, how does it do that month after month while we're not adding very many jobs is that the labor participation rate keeps falling, right? In other words, if you keep dropping the number of people looking for jobs, then it makes the employment picture look better. You know, less people looking for work, woohoo! But the fact is they're just dropping out, and that's frustrating. There's not a lot of jobs out there. Now, I heard some anecdotal stories of companies leaving California, right, to high-tax environment. And in that conversation, they were talking about companies that were basically trying to stay under that 50-employee threshold, right? They don't want to add permanent employees because they're afraid of the healthcare thing and regulations and fees and this and that, and they're just kind of a lot of uncertainty in the air. In addition, what they're doing is that they're hiring temp workers because, well, they want the workers, they want the staff, but they're not sure going forward how much is it going to cost to have staff, so they're using temp workers. That way they can get around them or get rid of them to get around the healthcare law. Or whatever tax increases come their way down the road. So it's kind of frustrating, and you kind of feel like there's some handcuffs on the private enterprise. In the news today, I don't know if you saw that, Patriot Coal declared bankruptcy. The stock dropped a ton today. Basically, the problem is with coal. You know, they're blending falling commodity prices, and that's part of it. But the other problem coal has is that it's extremely dirty, and we have a Environmental Protection Agency that, you know, flat out said we don't want to burn any more coal and we're not going to allow any more coal plants. So there's a lot of aging coal plants as well, so I wouldn't be surprised to see those taken offline. And, you know, if folks are having tighter budgets, they may not be spending as much on energy and trying to cut costs and that kind of thing. So there might be a decrease in energy demand, electricity demand. So anyways, I don't like coal. I was looking at them today because a lot of the coal stocks were selling off in sympathy. Even the ETF, KOL, was selling off in sympathy with the Patriot Coal bankruptcy. So I thought, heck, maybe you could get in there for a bounce, right? But I didn't do it. I'll probably bounce tomorrow, and I wish I had of, but I don't know. Sometimes that bites in the butt, too. Let's see what else is going on. It's the All-Star break in baseball, right? So what does that mean? That means there's no games today. Yeah, it's the battle for who gets home field advantage in the World Series. So the game actually has some meaning to it, which is kind of nice, right? National League's won the last couple, I think. 3 out of 4 or 4 out of 5 or something like that. Which is surprising because the, you know, you look at the head-to-head interleague matchups, the American League's been kind of dominating. But the last few years, the World Series and the All-Star games, the National League's been dominating. Let's see, anything else pop in my head? Yeah, that's it. I'll keep it short. Do one tomorrow a little longer when I'm not with the puppy because it's a little bit of a struggle. Hey, I hope you're having a great one. See ya.